Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bobby's trying to talk me into giving Tim Zimmer $100 a week, right, for NASCAR betting.
Well,
but it's easy to spend my money, Bobby. How about you put your money up?
Yes, next week I'm showing up with five $20 bills, and I'm going to give it to Tim Zimmer. And I just trust your expertise on NASCAR. Just be positive. I'm talking about the long haul.
Not week to week.
It could be up and down and all that. But I want to see how he's going to produce, because if he does produce for me, I'm going to maybe be Tim Zimmer's agent behind the scenes.
I knew there was a motivation.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Well, but we're going to be a team because we're going to go nationwide because, listen, the bottom line is fans love money, and they like to have an opportunity to win. They like a little gaming, no matter what the sport. So if Tim can bring it, and I'm watching him, and he's been really on top of things, and so I'm going to give him $100 to experiment and see what he could do, and I'm confident. But Tim,
no pressure.
This sounds like a poor decision to me. But I'm also very good when it comes to other people's money. When it comes to my money, I always seem to lose. But I've been good on NASCAR. Other sports, not so much.
No, I'm not talking about like football or
he wants NASCAR.
The March Madness.
I can do
NASCAR.
Listen,
I think your wheelhouse is NASCAR. I'm not worried about all these other sports.
We've had four winners in a row.
Yes, hello, four winners in a row. Now think about this. Here you got Tim bragging. He's kind of staying the humble approach with NASCAR. You look at Kyle Busch. I mean, he tied Richard Petty. Christian, you a casual NASCAR person.
And I know who Richard Petty is.
Yes, you've heard of the name Richard Petty. Well, Kyle Busch tied Richard Petty, NASCAR record, with his 200th career victory. I mean, that speaks for itself at Fontana, California Auto Club Speedway. So how impressed you were with Kyle Busch. Come on, Tim.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago when I came on, I remember we were talking about who is the driver you want to pick going forward to win a championship. And I said, this is the year for Kyle Busch, just because Martin Truex, the guy who won the championship 2 years ago, joined Joe Gibbs. And I thought that push, that extra man on that team that's been a champion before, is going to give Kyle Busch an even more edge to win a championship. And so far, he's delivered. He's won two in a row, and he's had top six finishes in every race this year. So he's been looking like the most dominant driver. And unfortunately, he goes to another track this weekend in Martinsville, where he's finished in the last four races an average of second place. So he's been really good at Martinsville. I will say I don't expect him to win this weekend, just because I think 3 weeks in a row winning is kind of it's really tough. Kevin Harvick did it last year, but I think Kyle Busch winning this week would be a lot for him.
Now, you know, Tim, you look at like teams, like, okay, we're a team. Then you got the individual drivers. But how competitive? Talk to the fans about, like, when you look at Joe Gibbs Racing, which is Toyota versus like Team Penske. And what comes about that? How competitive that is when you look at individuals and also the team concept, who's going to come out on top?
Yeah, right now, I mean, those are their top two teams. Last year it was Stewart Haas with Kevin Harvick. This year it just looks like the Penske cars of Logano, Keselowski, and Blaney versus, you know, the Hamlin Truex and Kyle Busch of Joe Gibbs Racing. Those Toyotas have been, you know, performing really well. So far, you have three wins by Joe Gibbs Racing. You have Denny Hamlin in the 500, and you also had Kyle Busch the last 2 weeks. And then since then, you had Penske, the two drivers in Logano and Keselowski. They've won races. So, I mean, it's a head-to-head who comes down. I think you're going to see at least three of those drivers in the final four when it comes down to the end in the championship. Other than that, I mean, it's between them, and then I guess Stewart Haas would be your next best, you know, next best team in the Fords. But I think the Chevys, actually, I've been fading the Chevys all year. The Chevys haven't really shown me anything. I mean, Jimmy Johnson, Chase Elliott, all them, and the Hendrick Motorsports, they haven't really done anything. So I mean, when I'm going to bet, when I'm going to look at, you know, teams, I'm looking at the Penskes every week, and I'm looking at Kyle Busch. And when I wrote my article and everything, I said, I'm going Team Penske, those three drivers, and I'm going Kyle Busch and Martin Truex every week.
Now, you know, If you go to the racetrack, and I'm talking about horse race, you might say a win place or show. What comes about when, like, you pick the winner? Like, for instance, Joey Logano was second, Keselowski was third. Now they were unable to catch the winningest driver of his era, and as Busch became the first repeat winner this NASCAR season. You talk about repeat winners, so how does that come in?
It was kind of funny because Kyle Busch actually had a speeding penalty in the second stage of the race, and I thought, oh, great, Kyle Busch just ruined the win. He had obviously had the best car that day, and he had to start from the back, but his car was so good, he was able to go from the back of the pack back up to the front and catch Keselowski and catch Joey Logano. When it comes to just betting in general, there's no win place show. It's just straight up winner. So you just
you can't
you know, bet the second place car. But what you can do is there's prop bets. What you can do is you can prop bet a driver like Keselowski versus teammate Logano, and you get -110 on both drivers, and you can just pick which driver will finish ahead of each other. That's a little bit more difficult, but you can usually tell which driver is better off that day, and it's a good way to make money if you know what drivers are good in each racetrack. But other than that, I mean, picking a winner, when you want to look at winners, you want to look at the 20-lap averages when it comes to practice. Practice is probably the biggest thing you want to watch. You don't actually have to watch the practice, but they give you a lot of information on lap times. You want to know, just because you have the fastest car in practice doesn't mean you have the best car. Kyle Busch always has consistently the fastest long-term speed car. His 20-lap average is always the fastest. So he may not have the fastest car on that one lap, but long-term, when they go 1,800, one laps
right
in a row, you want that car. And that's usually been Kyle Busch. That's usually been Joey Logano this year.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Vroom,
I have placed two bets already this week on Martinsville.
Yeah.
There's my contributions.
Oh, okay, yeah, quit hating, Christian. Oh, okay, because I have another question. Now, when you look at, Tim, old school versus new school, and then when you achieve greatness, I look at Richard Petty. He competed in, 1,184 NASCAR races over 35 years to achieve his goal as far as number of victories. When I'm looking at Kyle Busch, he equaled Petty's victories mark in the 998th race. He hadn't even hit 1,000 yet in 17 careers. Explain that, because, I mean, Richard Petty, STP, and you hear all, you know, going old school. Could the old school NASCAR fans really appreciate where Kyle Busch is at? You look at Jimmy Johnson and all, modern day racing and what they accomplished in NASCAR, and Richard Petty being the icon. But I'm looking at that time frame. Come on, years to 35, that's a big difference.
A lot of NASCAR fans don't actually like Kyle Busch because of this. Because Kyle Busch, a lot of his wins have come in the Truck Series, and they've came in the Xfinity Series.
So what's wrong with that? Does it count?
They're still wins, and you can't say he's not a bad driver, because winning a race is winning a race.
Right.
But he's only had, I want to say, 60 or 70 NASCAR races wins,
okay,
and his goal is 100, so he's close.
I'm going to hold Tim Zimmer over. We'll step away and come back. It's the NASCAR Report with Tim Zimmer, big time Timmy Zim, here on Sports Talk on WWL. We have a final in one of the play-in games of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Back to Mark Menard at Master Control for an update. Go ahead, Mark.
I got bad news for you if you were ride or die with the Prairie View A&M Panthers in your bracket. If you had them winning it all, you're not going to like this. The SWAC champs go down. They fall to Fairleigh Dickinson. The Knights win 82-76. Prairie View had as much as a 14-point lead in this game. And with about 3 minutes left, Fairleigh Dickinson came storming back, and they end up winning by 6. It was a huge swing right at the end of the game. So Fairleigh Dickinson moves on. They will take on top seed Gonzaga in the West bracket on Thursday. Later tonight, Belmont and Temple playing for the right to play Maryland.
I had no idea there was a university called Fairleigh Dickinson.
I don't even know their nickname.
I mean, would you know their mascot?
No, but I've heard of Fairleigh Dickinson. I mean,
okay.
The Fighting Dicks, I don't know. Whatever.
I'm pretty sure that's not their name.
They are the Knights.
The Knights. Yeah.
They're the Knights.
No, but
Back to our NASCAR report.
But no, but Tim, listen, this is a great text to educate the audience, because this text educated me talking to you about number of victories. When you look old school Richard Petty, I remember STP. Remember that? I'm not going to say what I used to think that was, but anyway, Richard Petty won 200 NASCAR races. Kyle Busch won 200 total races not necessarily are like NASCAR. So explain that.
He's won
them
in the Xfinity and the truck series. And yes. I want to say he's won like 40% of the truck races he's been in. And Xfinity, for those who don't really watch NASCAR, it's kind of like the minor league of the NASCAR. I mean, you got a lot of up and comer drivers who start off in Xfinity, and then eventually when they win a championship, they usually make it up to the NASCAR series. But I want to say Kyle Busch has about 60. Wins 60 or so wins in.
So what does he actually have in NASCAR races?
I don't know the exact number right now. I want to say it's at least 60. Like
okay,
he has
at least
a lot,
60.
And his goal he says is 100.
Right,
and he's won a lot in the Xfinity and the Truck Series. He wins a lot of truck races.
So now he's not only competing against maybe minor league drivers, because like Kevin Harvick and all,
Kevin Harvick and other drivers, they do the Xfinity races. But here's the thing. He races all three races in some weekends, and that takes a toll on your body. Just imagine,
and he can handle that.
Just imagine doing 200 miles on a truck, and then doing another 400 miles in the Xfinity, and then the next day doing 500 miles in a NASCAR, car. That takes a toll on your body, and he's the only guy who's actually won the weekend sweep. He's won it before, where he's won the truck, the Xfinity, and the NASCAR.
So do they have drug testing, or he just drinks a few 5-hour energies, or what?
He does have his own energy drink, and it's quite funny you say that, because Denny Hamlin actually brought it up last year about the half our drivers on Adderall, and NASCAR wasn't very happy about that. He was joking about it. I think he was talking to the PFT guys.
He was probably joking, but somewhat serious.
It got him in a lot of trouble with the NASCAR fans, and in general with the NASCAR administrators. I wouldn't say it's true, but you never know with I don't think they actually drug test.
Now, Christian, we got a text here. So you're not old enough to know what STP stood for.
I know. I remember the STP.
Yeah, yeah.
Commercials and the brand. I remember that. I know who it is.
The brand. So.
Never mind. I'm not going to ask you.
But Richard Petty. Now that's like.
What does it stand for?
It stands for something sweet. It's very sweet, and if you look at it, he has his hat, a cowboy hat.
Scientifically treated petroleum.
Yes, yes, okay. And he's having, didn't seem like we see Richard Petty. He always had on shades. It could be in the dark.
Yeah.
And he's wearing sunglasses, even though the sun's not out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Richard Petty, is that too many times you could be a living legend like he was?
And hopefully, he owns a car now. Bubba Wallace drives the STP car.
Hopefully you guys have learned some things. If you're looking to make a little money, Tim might have put some money in your pocket with the NASCAR.
So wait, we got to ask Tim before we let him run.
Yeah, about the race this weekend.
The upcoming race, this weekend.
They're in the Paperclip, which it's the shortest track.
So why is Paperclip?
It looks exactly like a paperclip. It's a half-mile race. It's a Martinsville race. It's the shortest racetrack. And basically, overall speed doesn't really matter. It's about starting up front and getting track position. That really matters a lot.
If you have the pole position, a great opportunity to win.
Not only do you have the pole position, you're starting in front, but you actually have a really good pit stall. You don't want a bad pit stall in this race, because that could actually screw you later on in the race. It's all about track position, and the guys that usually perform well here are Kyle Busch, Joey Logano, first and second from last week. But there's two guys that actually I put a bet on today that have the one guy hasn't won yet, and one guy has. Joey Logano, he was like the fifth favorite. He comes in at 8-1. I got him at a pretty good price.
Good value.
He's a very good Martinsville driver. And another guy who hasn't won, that I think his odds are going to be lower and lower until he actually wins, Kevin Harvick. I got him at 10-1 today. He's actually way down there, which I was surprised, because Kevin Harvick's won here before. He just hasn't had he hasn't really done much this season, other than maybe finishing the top six, top seven. He doesn't have the best car right now, but I'll say I think a Ford's going to win this weekend in Martinsville. If I'm going a long shot, I'd probably go either Clint Bowyer or Ryan Blaney. I think those two cars had good runs last year. They just had trouble, and they had things wrong with their car, engine failures, things like that. So I'd go Logano as my favorite right now. I would fade Kyle Busch this weekend, just because I don't think Kyle Busch is going
to
win three.
So
in
wait,
a row.
Kevin Harvick's 10-1. Who's 8-1 now?
Joey Logano.
Joey Logano 8-1. Kevin Harvick 10-1.
Yeah, right now I think Kyle Busch.
Good value.
Kyle Busch is 2-1. So right now you're not going to get anything from Kyle Busch. Even with him being the favorite, I think Kozlowski's 3.5-1, which is okay, but Kozlowski, he has a good car. And then you got Martin Truex, I think, as your third best favorite, which I'm fading him until he actually wins as well. So I'm going to go with Kevin Harvick, Joey Logano as my favorites, my long shots, Ryan Blaney, another Penske car, and Clint Bowyer, who actually, I think he won last year in Martinsville. He actually has a pre. Always runs well here, so you know, give him a shot in the 14 car.
See, Christian, you learn something every day.
Yes, you do, especially with Tim Zimmer in the house. Thanks,
no,
Tim.
No, and next week I'm showing up with $520 bills to get Tim.
I'll send you another picture of my winner on Sunday.
I know, I'm sure you will.
Winner, chicken dinner. Tim's gonna make me money, and I'm gonna be proud. And Christian, I'm not. I might buy you a bag of potato chips.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, Christian, you didn't. Listen, you didn't trust him like I trust.
It's not
him.
That I don't trust him. I just don't want to gamble $100. I don't want to lose $100.
You will not lose money with Tim.
Yeah, you can't guarantee me that. No, nobody's perfect.
Listen, I think Tim is. We might not make like thousands, but Tim will.
The best way to bet be on is on Saturday right after practice is over, because that's when you have the best idea of when what cars are doing.
Okay, well, Tim, when I give you $100, I'm trusting you that you're going to bet the right time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.